Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and a good Wednesday morning to you. I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Now, on this show, we often talk about finding more sustainable ways of living, of the things we can do as individuals in a community to not only protect and enhance the environment, but to improve the quality of our lives. Today, our guests are the living embodiment of these principles and practices. Jason and Julia Gold have an expansive property off Reland Road in Superior Township, and the family has turned it into an innovative green and organic farm. Now, beyond this way of life, the Gold family has started what they call the Michigan Folk School, and they help teach the rest of us more sustainable practices. Good morning, Julia and Jason Gold. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a website that is called OurHandmadeLife.com. What is handmade life in your perspective, Julia?
Well, our handmade life consists of the way we live every day. We live on a little farm where we grow herbs and vegetables, fruit. Plus, we have a small herd of goats and a fairly large flock of chickens. We have bees. And surrounding all of this, we have an earth oven where we cook outside and have pizza parties. We have a greenhouse, a large compost pile, some straw bale greenhouses, and the hugel bed that was installed by Sepp Holzer last year.
And all of this is organic, and all of this is designed for environmental sustainability and the sustainability of family life.
Absolutely. We're not farmers. We're homesteaders. The idea of home is more than just growing food. It's about how to live together and how to live together within nature. Nature being our teacher. The concept of what we do on our homestead is to sustain our life, not fully, but sustain our life in a community of like-minded individuals. So much of what we do is trying to find the balance. We appreciate fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, goat meat that is grown right on our own land. But there are things that, frankly, we just don't want to do without, and that's things like chocolate and coffee, bananas, mangoes. However, I feel that there is this science called permaculture that allows us to think out of the box and how to create those types of growing environments for things like coffee, mangoes. And as we move down the line, we start to use technology to be able to enable us to become more sustainable.
And what kind of technologies are you using on the property to become exactly that, more sustainable?
So much of it is yesterday's technology mixed with today's technology. For example, a compost furnace. A compost pile gives off an enormous amount of heat. That heat, for the most part, is the breaking down of all of these different types of organic elements. But can we capture that heat and use it? And of course, the answer is yes. So you take a compost pile that anybody would have in their backyard. You take simple tubing that you're spiraling in the middle of the compost pile or close to the bottom of the pile. The pile is made up of all your elements that you need with a higher concentration of carbon. This breakdown is creating this heat. You're sending water through this pipe, and today's technology is using the pump to do so. And then when it comes out of the pile, you have this incredible hot water that you can use as a radiant system. However, I'm not going to stop there by saying that in order to be able to run the pump, we need to use electricity. So that's where solar comes in. And so you have this solar bank that helps power this entire system.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We are talking with Jason and Julia Gold. You've just touched on the educational component. You're teaching us on how we can utilize these things for a more sustainable future. Julia, you have something called the Michigan Folk School. What is the mission there?
Well, our mission there is to not only educate ourselves, but to educate the public as well. At one point, when we kind of thought about the folk school, we were thinking there's so much we need to know in order to create the fruits and the vegetables and learning how to take care of goats and chickens and bees, that we were imagining bringing in the experts and taking the classes ourselves. And that's grown into our own expertise with making cheese and soap and caring for bees and building earth ovens that we're now able to teach classes ourselves. We still invite guest teachers.
Hey, Julia, we're talking about a life that seems to mix the American heritage past with the technology of today. How does that play out in the family dynamic for you?
I grew up in a family with parents that were both very handy themselves. My father was a woodworker and he built our house, and my mother was a gardener. So she was always creating spaces that were beautiful. But there was a missing link that she didn't know how to can vegetables. She didn't know how to make soap and cheese and things that generations ago, most women know how to do those things. And so I had to teach myself. So there's these old skills that have been lost through generations that need to be, in my view, re-enlivened in order to teach my children how to sustain themselves in a much healthier way than being able to buy things off the shelves. There's so much of our grocery store is filled with prepackaged preserved foods that are easy to grab but are not so healthy for us. And I want to teach them how to make healthy choices and be empowered to do things on their own.
There is a labor-intensive component to all that you are doing on your property. And you have two beautiful daughters who, by the way, are very patiently sitting by in the studios this morning while we hold our conversation. You get through this process probably more time with your children in a hands-on, teaching, mentorship, loving family way than most of us do in our workaday lives.
Absolutely.
Very much so. Our morning, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, is filled with some kind of chore. There's twice a day milking. No matter what, you have to be out there in the morning, and 12 hours later, you have to be out there in the evening. Our children have learned to do it with us, and this time spent, chore is such a negative word. It seems like it's work, but my grandfather always taught me that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And that's kind of what we're doing when it comes to chores. It's time that we get to spend together. It's time that we get to learn the changes of season, from the horrible winter that we just got over to the incredible summer that we're experiencing. We get to see the change happen little by little every single day.
It is face-to-face engagement in a society today that is largely engaged through technological devices.
Absolutely. The technology that we use are, our brawn and our head. I will say this. The internet has been an incredible resource, and thank goodness for the internet, because when we do have a question, we can go toward the internet if we do not have an expert around.
So as we explore the kind of life that you're leading and the level of commitment that you've both taken into this endeavor, not many of us are willing to go that far. So if I were asked you to say, what are a couple of the things that I can incorporate into my daily life where I can make a difference, I can help create a more sustainable future, and yet do so within the confines of the life that I've created?
Julia talked about the idea of the education of the children and giving them the ability to be close to self-sustaining. There's also another piece to that, and that is reducing bills, reducing the amount of money that is needed in a citified life. What we do here in our little homestead is learn how to take that grocery budget, and every single week that we have to spend money, we actually are saving a lot of money. So our budget doesn't change, but our savings does. It keeps on growing because we have learned the skills to be able to replace with things like the grocery budget or the heating budget. So one of the quickest and the easiest things that I can think of when it comes to this winter is learning something called thermal mass, how to hold heat in your house for longer periods of time. It's not just about covering your windows and making sure that every single crack is filled. It's also about retaining that heat in the house. And we can do that with nature. Nature has taught us that the pavement is always going to be warmer than the grass. So that pavement, that thermal mass, we take the rocks inside, the cobblestones, the bricks, whatever it may be, and in a beautiful fashion, you can create it any way you want in your house, apartment, and you can hold heat for longer periods of time. At night, turn down the temperature and let the house be heated by the thermal mass that was built up during the day.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for being here. I found it to be an educational experience, and I'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you very much.
That is Jason and Julia Gold. You can find out more about the Gold Family Farm at OurHandmadeLife.com. And if you'd like more education, they certainly offer classes, and you can find out more about that at MIFolkSchool.com. That's Michigan Folk School, MIFolkSchool.com. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. You'll hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.